Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Morning, this Action 3 News Weather Alert update is brought to you by Exarban ARS Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Partly cloudy skies, a high of 88 expected for today. Tomorrow, thunderstorms planned earlier in the day, and then maybe later in the day, 83 expected for the high. Sunday, partly cloudy and a high of 87. Right now, 72 degrees. Watch Jim Flowers and the Weather Alert team on Action 3 News. There's no safer place than a storm. Here is your traffic update with Cami Carlisle.
Big delays due to a crash with injuries. 80 westbound east of 60th. You can get through, but it's very slow, so bring your patience. If you have to travel 80 westbound, wait to jump on until 60th or 72nd. Another crash, multiple vehicles involved. Westbound Dodge at 168. Big delays through here. If you can, bail out, head west on Pacific. I'm Cami Carlisle. That's your traffic update on the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Hey, and real quick, 8:25, we're going to speak with Dr. Tom Osborne, Husker legend. Tom Osborne's got an event going on with his great teammates mentoring program out at Nebraska Crossing Outlet Mall this Sunday. There's details online right now at the Big Party Show Facebook page. You can get registered right now to win a helicopter ride from Husker Helicopter with Dr. Tom on Sunday.
You'd
fly from Nebraska Crossing Outlet Mall with Dr. Tom down to Lincoln, fly around the stadium, and come back.
We
really
need.
You get a one-on-one with Dr. Tom, and they're going to draw the winner at noon, so go to our Facebook page and register now.
All right. All right, News Molly, what's going on?
Police are calling on the public's help as they investigate the city's latest homicide. A woman was shot to death at 20th and Pinckney last night. Gunshots were heard just after 8:30 when police and medics arrived. They pronounced the victim dead at the scene. Fire crews were also called to the area. Someone had reported a house fire just before the shots were heard. If anybody has any information, you can contact the police or you can always contact Crime Stoppers. It is anonymous. That number is 402-444-STOP. And the public address announcer for Husker football is in legal trouble this morning. 49-year-old Patrick Combs, he turned himself in to a Lancaster County jail yesterday morning, facing felony charges including theft and abuse of a vulnerable adult. Prosecutors are accusing him of stealing more than $300,000 from an 88-year-old woman. There is a second affidavit in which he is accused of similar charges for a 92-year-old woman. Combs had the power of attorney for these women. Investigators believe that he used the woman's money to buy cars and make home improvements in Gretna. Right now, he is out on bond. And back to school shopping. It doesn't need to have to break the bank this weekend, today and tomorrow. It is the tax-free weekend that runs in Iowa throughout tomorrow night at midnight. So 2 days usually among the best of the year for Iowa retailers. For example, you know, footwear, clothing costing less than $100 can be sold sales tax-free.
So it's tax-free under $100.
Yes, for certain things.
Because I know you can't be buying iPads and TVs and stuff like that. Okay.
Yeah. It's just for certain items. They've got more details online. And businessman Donald Trump says it's possible that he'll run as an independent if he does not win the Republican presidential nomination. During the first GOP presidential debate in Cleveland, Trump also wouldn't commit to supporting the eventual Republican nominee if it turned out not to be him. The real estate mogul was immediately attacked by Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who accused the current GOP frontrunner Trump of hedging his bets. Trump was pressed on negative comments he's made about certain high-profile women, including Rosie O'Donnell. He responded by dismissing political correctness and changed the subject by saying America is in trouble and must be turned around.
Now, do you see what Rosie tweeted out after he said that he called her fat? He said, she said...
We didn't call her fat last night. There Megyn Kelly brought it up.
Yeah,
Megyn Kelly brought it up. Said, you've used these kind of words, and he goes, only about Rosie O'Donnell.
Cheers. Pause for cheers.
Rosie tweeted, try explaining that to your kids.
I thought it was like, weird. So she's at home watching the debates with her kids?
Yes, I guess.
Eating popcorn. She's probably like, that's the guy mommy hates. And then that happens.
Awkward.
But we would all agree that he did pretty good.
Yes,
I mean, it was
great.
Less clownish, I think, than everybody thought. He did speak more than everybody else, Donald Trump. They put him in the center. It seemed like they got what they wanted.
They wanted for him to fizzle out. And he didn't.
And I thought the moderators were a little bit combative. Chris Wallace, Megyn Kelly, and Bret Baier. I mean, that's Fox News. If you thought that they were going to throw Republican softballs, I don't think they did.
Not at all.
Also, it was just for people that tuned into the debate and saw them, they brought all the candidates on stage, and it was just like this awkward moment. I just thought that the way they bungled the rollout of it, I felt like they made it this weird, like there were all these men standing on stage just waiting to be told to go to their podiums, and like they weren't allowed to. It was weird. It was really strange. But earlier in the day, they had what's called, you know, what was being called by pundits the kids table. And former businesswoman Carly Fiorina is emerging as basically the unofficial winner of the GOP undercard presidential debate. They're saying Fiorina, she was fast, clear winner at the Fox's kids table yesterday. 83% of respondents felt that Fiorina was the winner over former Texas Governor Rick Perry. And Fiorina was among seven Republicans who were not included in the main debate event. That was only just the top 10.
So she should move up to the top tier. Who gets relegated from the adults table? Who did the worst?
Gosh, I don't know.
I don't know. It was weird. They were all, gosh, there was one, and I'm trying to remember the name. I didn't think Ted Cruz did that great.
Scott Walker and Kasich spoke the least.
Kasich was pretty clear,
though.
So
they didn't get a lot to say.
Trump
spoke more than everyone else. It was Trump, Rubio, and Huckabee. And Christie kind of dominated the time. I guess Rand Paul arguing with Trump.
He jumped in a lot. I would say, though, that probably Ted Cruz came out on the bottom because that Dr. Carlson, he spoke quite, you know, clearly.
Carson.
He spoke quite a few. I mean, they went to him almost right away, and he was holding his own. And then, you know, Scott Walker, he's like in the top three. I think it goes Trump, Bush, and then Walker as far as the polls and who's loving everybody. Chris Christie, he's always a powerhouse. I mean, you know, he's a very seasoned debater and a politician, so he does great at those things. But I felt like Ted Cruz just sort of like fell flat.
And Carly did good, huh? I just wish they would have had, I know now that it'd be too much. I wish they just would have had them all up there.
It would have been really overpowering.
Yeah.
Even with 10 of them up there,
yeah.
I was like, geez. I mean, it went by fast. You're like, a minute is fast when you have to talk about immigration. I mean, how do you talk about immigration reform in 60 seconds? It's a pretty complicated issue. I thought it was really funny, though, that Donald Trump said that he was willing to put a door in that wall that he wants to build.
To let the illegals in.
Yeah. I mean, there'll
be a door.
Ding dong.
I know.
So we're learning more about the wall.
Yes, we're learning more about the wall.
They will pay for it. We would deal the boat. We need to build the wall now.
Yeah.
But there'll be a door for the illegals to come in. Oh, my God.
Wow, funny. So when's the next debate?
The next debate for the Republicans is in the winter. It'll probably be leading up to like the caucuses in Iowa, and then the next debate will probably be right before the New Hampshire vote. But the Democrats are next up. They're the first of six Democrat debates, will take place October 13th in Nevada, and it's going to be hosted by CNN.
Okay.
So 2016, there's going to be a bunch more debates. Relatives of Chinese passengers on a missing Malaysia jetliner are angry, and they fought with police earlier today. More than four dozen relatives of passengers put on a noisy protest. They briefly mixed it up with police, who blocked them from going down the road leading to the Malaysian embassy. It all stems from how the Malaysian embassy, or basically the country of Malaysia, the higher-ups are handling the discovery of new evidence on the crash of Malaysia Airlines, the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. And U.S. officials are blaming Russia for a cyber attack against the Pentagon email system. Military sources say that the attack against the Pentagon's Joint Staff unclassified email system happened around July 25th. It may have affected as many as 4,000 military and civilian employees, but they did want to make clear that it was unclassified. There was no classified information that was stolen. Authorities say that the hack came from Russia, but they're not sure if it was backed by the Russian government. And an Ohio woman is the latest person to die from Legionnaire's disease.
In Ohio?
Yes, and they're trying to figure out how this happened. Public health officials say that the woman died yesterday morning in Cleveland. She was 53 years old. They say that they're going to investigate to see if she might have, how she might have become sick. Her death from Legionnaires is the first reported outside of New York City. There's been a recent outbreak there that has been getting national attention. 10 people have died, and at least 100 cases are confirmed of Legionnaires' disease in New York City. And
but
the governor
there is...
This was
a Cleveland woman that died. Where was the debate last night?
Cleveland.
Yeah, it was in Cleveland.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. I know. I'm like, okay. It's not airborne, so it's not something that necessarily passes from person to person. And right now, the death toll stands at 10 in New York. It's the biggest Legionnaires outbreak in New York history. And there have been about 100 cases since July 10th. Yeah, and all have been seniors with underlying health conditions. But the governor's office is asking the CDC to come in and check out what's going on.
What is going on?
Really weird.
Yeah.
They're offering free testing of cooling towers anywhere in the state. I mean, five towers so far have been linked to the case, so they're wondering if it's... Because it's like waterborne.
Uh-huh.
Like, you get it from, like, showers and things like that. You know, it's not something that you can catch person to person. It's something that's survivable in moisture. So, I don't know, but it's really spooking people out in New York. And speaking of water, Olympic gold medal swimmer Michael Phelps is going to find out if he is ready for the Summer Games in Rio. He competes this weekend in the Phillips 66 National Championships down in San Antonio, Texas. Phelps says that this meet is what he's been preparing for all year. He's excited to see whether he's in top form. Phelps is not currently part of the Team USA after a suspension due to his drunken driving arrest last year. But there was a report earlier this week. He says he's keeping it clean. Not going to be touching the booze, any of that kind of stuff until after the Olympics. So.
Okay. Whatever happened to that one guy? What was his name? Did the reality show? His competitor?
Oh, Ryan Lochte.
Yeah. Ryan Lochte.
Whatever happened to that dude?
Bye.
He was not the brightest ball in the shelf.
Yeah, the wattage on that one was pretty, like, wow. Toddlers who begin to eat healthy are more likely to develop and enjoy healthy eating habits as they age. There's a recent study that's saying that babies 14 months old who routinely ate fruits and vegetables were more likely to continue to eat those foods. So I guess a healthy diet, you can't start early or soon enough. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right, 818. Your high day going to be about 88 degrees. We'll see mid-80s tomorrow. 60% chance of rain, and then upper 80s on Sunday. Right now, it's about 72 degrees. Coming up next.
Yeah, Sunday's Teammates Mentor Appreciation Day out at Nebraska Crossing Outlet Mall. They're going to do a neat event for those, you know, teammates that mentor kids. Tom Osborne is so, you know, behind this program, and
he's
going to give someone a chance to ride in a Husker helicopter with Tom Osborne. You can get signed up on our Facebook page today. He's going to talk to us next about teammates, what's going on Sunday, if you want to go out and see him.
You're listening to the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
$10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select apparel, home, shoes, fine jewelry, and accessories during JCPenney's huge sale. Coupon valid 8/5 through 8/8. Some exclusions apply. Check your newspaper or jcp.com for details.
multi-platinum selling The Fray Live with special guest Andy Grammer performing songs from their new album Helios.
Wait for me to come home.
About, I would just say upper 80s today, mid to lower 80s tomorrow with a chance of rain, and then upper 80s on Sunday. Right now it's about 72 degrees.
Cammy's got some traffic issues.
What's going on, dear?
Ooh, we got a. It sounds like 10 cars involved in a crash. Westbound Dodge, you've got it at 156 up to about 168. So you got a lot of wrecked cars in between there. What they're doing is shutting down the Dodge Expressway westbound. Everybody's got to jump off at 144th. So, of course, a big mess out here. If you normally head west on Dodge, don't. You can always head west on Pacific or Maple. Again, that's a multi-car pileup. You'll have to exit westbound Dodge at 144th. I'm Cammy Carlisle, and that's your traffic update on the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, thank you, Cammy. All right, 402-938-9400. All right, Jeff, who is on the line here?
This weekend, there's an event going on at Nebraska Crossing Outlet Mall. It's the Teammates Mentoring Appreciation Day from 11 to 5. And Dr. Tom Osborne founded Teammates back in 1991 to help support and encourage school-aged youth, and he joins us on the phone. Tom Osborne. Dr. Tom, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you guys for having me on.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. You know, it's nice. I just got done traveling out to western Nebraska a couple weekends ago, and it was nice to actually see teammate signs in different towns across Nebraska. That's fantastic. So this thing has grown very large. Mm-hmm. What was your inspiration to start this, Tom?
Well, it started out, my wife had seen a television show where an elderly gentleman who'd made some money went back to his elementary school and was struck by the fact that there was quite a bit of poverty in his school, which was not that way when he went there. And so while he was there, he just told the kids kind of on a whim, he said, if you guys will stay in school and graduate from high school, I'll pay your way to college. And she asked me if there was anything we could do, and I said, well, I'm not quite ready to put an elementary school through college at this point. But I said, well, let's see what we can do. So I got in front of my team the next day, and I said, how many of you guys be willing to spend some time mentoring a 7th or 8th grade boy in Lincoln schools? And 22 hands went up. Will Shields, incidentally, was one of those hands. And so as it played itself out and these kids got to be seniors, we found that of the 22, 21 graduated on time and got some money together, offered them some scholarships, and 18 of the 22 went on to college. So we were encouraged, expanded the program, and today we're mentoring 7,500 kids in 133 communities. About 90% of those are in Nebraska. We have 14 in Iowa and one in San Diego. So,
oh wow,
it has grown. It has grown quite a bit. Yeah,
that's fantastic. Yeah,
and Tom, you certainly have such an influence on people. I think people miss that when you ask people to do things, all hands go up.
Right.
What's happening? So, what's happening this weekend with Mentor Appreciation Day?
Well, I think that Outlet Mall, they're going to provide some opportunities for shopping and I think backpacks and so on for mentors and mentees and some things like that. There's a helicopter ride.
Yeah, tell us about that.
There's a drawing, and so if somebody wants to ride in a helicopter with me, we're going down to circle the stadium and back out to the mall. And So some people are afraid of helicopters. Bobby will be real interested, but it should be fun, you know.
Are you flying
helicopter?
Helicopter
rides are good.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not. I have a pilot's license, but not to fly helicopters.
Oh, so, man.
You have a pilot license? That's great. Do you fly around a lot?
I really don't. I've gotten to the point now where I don't do much flying, but I did at one time when I was out recruiting and trying to make speaking engagements and so on. I did have a pilot's license for that purpose.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. Wow. That's mm-hmm. great. Tom, I have to ask you a question. It seems like you and Warren Buffett would be best buddies. You guys ever hang out, go fishing together, or anything like that?
Well, I usually have dinner with Warren about once a year, and we are friends, but he doesn't fish. He likes to play bridge. I don't like to play bridge. I like to fish, so we don't have a lot of extracurricular activities that we do together.
I get you right. Bridge is really hard.
Yeah.
Is it not, Tom?
Fishing's really hard.
That's right. He plays a lot over the internet. You know, he sometimes plays every night, and that's his form of relaxation.
God, I remember when they had, I don't know if they still do it, but they'd have bridge in the paper.
Mm-hmm. They still do.
They do?
Yeah, how to play your north, south, west, and east hands. I remember growing up, my grandma always played bridge, and then my mom did, but it's like a dying art form. It's really hard. This young, like, our generation doesn't know how to do it. It's a really tough game.
Tom, how are you and Nancy doing these days? What do you guys, you know, what's a typical day in the Osborne household?
Well, I have found that it's probably best if I leave the house somewhere around 8:30 in the morning and come back around 5. Nancy doesn't like me under her feet.
That's hysterical.
So I go work for teammates every day, and that's where I spend my time, mostly recruiting mentors and so a variety of things, but mostly work with teammates.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Are we going to have a good football team this year, Tom?
Well, I sure hope so. You know, I'm not at all engaged anymore, so I don't know. I think there are quite a few good players back, and we got a coach that's experienced, and hopefully things will fall into place. And but, you know, he's got to learn new league, new opponents, and players and coaches have to get acquainted with each other, new system. But we certainly hope things will go well.
Now, Tom, is that by design? I mean, do you have much involvement at all anymore? I mean, do you try and stay away because people read too much into anything you say about the program? Like, do you ever think that way, or is it just you're just away from the program now?
Well, I've got a pretty much full-time job with teammates. And, you know, I don't know how it would be perceived if I came down to practice every day. I don't want them thinking that I'm looking over their shoulder or second guessing or anything like that. So I just when I was athletic director, I was at practice probably 3 out of 4 days. But I'm not athletic director anymore. I have no official capacity or connection. So I'm pretty much separated, but I do go to the games, and I really wish them all the best.
Now, yeah. If people want to get involved with the Teammates Mentoring Program, what's the best way to get involved?
Just teammates.org on the Internet, and you can push a button there, and if you want to become a mentor, it'll walk you through the process. And so it's pretty simple, and you can sign up online. We provide 2 hours of mentor training. We match you with somebody that has a similar interest. We start as young as third grade, although you can, if you'd rather have a middle school or a high school student. In Greater Omaha, we're in every school building except for Elkhorn. They have their own program out there. But you can find a school that's close to your place of work or close to your home. And it's very convenient. We are very flexible on schedule. Usually, most of our mentors meet with their mentee over the noon hour, sometimes during a study hall or free period of some kind. So, And all we ask for is once a week, 35, 40 minutes, hour, whatever it takes. And we like consistency. And so it makes a huge difference in the life of a young person.
Oh, absolutely.
And we always need more mentors.
Yeah, because I know some mentors myself, and they love it, Tom. And it's not like it's just, you know, you just mentor them for their younger ages. You know, you follow them and help them through their whole, education career, and then even through college as well.
Because
so you're building
friends.
This relationship, yeah, with them. So, yeah, I think it's a great program, and gosh, thank you for putting this all together. Tom, where are you fishing at? Where's a good fishing spot? Do you have a secret place for us?
No, I don't. I have a little... a few acres up by Dwight, Nebraska, and I have a pond up there, some bass and bluegills, and go up there once in a while. But I also been to Wyoming and Montana this year. I've been to Alaska.
Oh, wow.
And so I still get my fishing in.
Okay, that's great. Well, Tom, thanks for joining us.
Thank you,
man.
So much.
It's always an honor to talk to you. Dr. Tom Osborne.
We'd sure like to win that helicopter ride.
I know. Yeah. We're not afraid of flying, even if you are piloting.
Well, I hope to see you then.
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
All right.
We will see you this Sunday out of Nebraska Cross
Mountain.
Thank
you. Thanks,
Tom.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Okay, it's Dr. Tom Osborne right there. Always great to speak with him. Yeah, go out to teammates.org and check it out. Like I said, it's a great program. It helps out a lot of kids, and it's much needed for sure.
All right, and click on our Facebook page, facebook.com/bigpartyshow, and we've got that link right there to take a ride in the beautiful Husker helicopter. Have you ever seen it? I can't believe I've never seen
really?
It.
I
don't,
now I need to look it up
with the logos and
yeah,
the guy
I imagine
that,
it in my mind.
The guy that owns it, he does so much neat stuff with it for charities. They mm-hmm. auction it off. So they get tons of value and help out local charities because people want to get a ride in that beautiful Husker helicopter. And
does he deliver that trophy for the Cox Classic, or is that someone else?
I think he maybe has done it before.
Okay. Yeah. All right, because I feel like I've seen it before on that level somehow.
So you can get a ride, yeah. But they're going to draw the name today at noon, so spread that word around with friends of somebody. Basically, it's not so much the helicopter ride, it's that it's a helicopter ride with Tom Osborne. You'll take off Sunday from Nebraska Crossing Outlet Mall. You'll fly down to Lincoln, fly around over Memorial Stadium, and then it'll bring you right back over to Nebraska Crossing Outlet Mall.
I want to go.
I know.
All right, we got celebrities coming up, Molly.
Jennifer Aniston, surprise wedding
married.
This week. Married! And Stephen Colbert has announced his first guest when he takes the late night chair. We'll tell you about that coming up next.
All right, 8:39.
You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1. Everybody talks. It started with a whisper.
People just can't stop talking about Ford.
The Fusion is amazing.
It's a beautiful F-150, so it's a win-win.
The Explorer is the one.
You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel
94.1. All right, good morning. 8:46. Your high day going to be about... Well, they're saying the upper 80s, rain possibly tomorrow, lower 80s tomorrow, then we have a high of upper 80s on Sunday! All right, it's mid-70s now. Celebrity News, Molly, what's going on, baby?
So last night was Jon Stewart's last night as host of The Daily Show. It was a really good final installment. He was helming it for a long time, and so it was kind of a bittersweet farewell. All the old correspondents through the years came by to pay special tribute, and it was kind of crazy because, you know, you get to see, wow, there are quite a catalog of a big people that came out of there that got their start there, and one of them was Stephen Colbert. And Stephen Colbert actually is going to be going on and taking over for David Letterman, The Late Show.
Think about Stephen Colbert and Steve Carell.
Yes, Steve Carell.
Steve Carell was probably the biggest star originally that came out of there, right?
Yes.
Who would we deem the biggest superstar?
I would say them, yeah. Well, and it was interesting because he was really funny. Stephen Carell and Stephen Colbert were at Second City together at the same time, so they're friendly and they're friends. But Steve Carell came back as the as one of the correspondents from. They were pretending to be broadcasting from Cleveland to report the Republican debate. And, you know, he's like, oh, you came back. He's like, came back. I never left. That whole, like, international A-lister thing was just a ruse, just biding my time till I got my next assignment.
So when he shows all the people, if you watched it last night, you're like, wow, lots of stars were made on that show. Obviously, Lewis Black was a successful comic before, but Lewis Black's career really got a big boom relaunch from The Daily Show.
Yes.
Going on and doing his rants.
Stephen Colbert.
Rob Corddry.
Yeah.
Right, Josh Gad.
Oh my God, I forgot about him.
Ed Helms.
So yes.
Ed Helms. The Office.
He needs to stop losing weight.
Olivia Munn. Olivia Munn looked incredible. John Oliver, who's on HBO now. Rob Riggle, Moro Rocca. The list goes on and on. It was funny seeing Nancy Walls doing the bit with.
Well, that's his wife. That's
right.
Steve Carell's wife.
Steve Carell. She goes, you know, you jerk. You needed to give me some work. I got 2 miles to feed. And Steve Carell goes, and I have three.
She's there.
She
like,
gives him
what?
A look. She gives him a look.
That was really funny.
Now, didn't you work with them, or you knew the backstory? They were they met at Second City?
Yes. I knew Nancy. Steve left just before I got there, but Nancy was there, and they were dating. You know, so you'd see him around and stuff like that, but he was just another alumni. But, yeah, Nancy Wells is super salt of the earth, like nice lady. She was, like, on a couple, I think one season or half a season of Saturday Night Live. And then got cut, but then, you know, got picked up by The Daily Show and did that. But now she's sort of just, you know, Steve Carell is like, I mean, I think she's sort of taken a back seat to performing, you know, while Steve is kind of having the spotlight because they've got kids. So I think somebody's got to be home and be regular.
I remember back in the day, though, I was one of the early correspondents on The Daily Show. It was funny seeing Craig Kilborn did a cameo last night. No one's seen Craig Kilborn, the original host of The Daily Show, in a long time.
Well, yeah, what a great
show. And then the future, Trevor Noah came out and
measuring things.
Measured the desk and then measured
his wang.
Measured Jon Stewart's crotch.
I know. I was like, wow, does that come with the job too?
I think you got to see if you've got enough.
Yes.
You got enough length for the
job.
Do
you have the length? Well, Stephen Colbert is announcing his first guest on the CBS Late Show when he takes over in September. Tweeted out this morning, George Clooney is going to be his first ever guest on September 8th.
Really?
Yeah. He said, could one of you let him know?
Yeah. Okay.
That's funny. You know, there weren't any other celebrities, though, last night. He kind of, Jon Stewart kept it to his people, right?
Yeah, no,
it was
sure
nice. Celebrities wanted to come on.
I bet they were at the party. I'm sure that they were at the after party. Leading up to it, he had his buddies on this week. He had Amy Schumer. He had Jenice Leary and Louis C.K. But last night, I like the fact that he didn't make it this, like, so, you know, parade of stars. They had leading up to the final episode, they had like the favorite episodes that they ever had, and then they had like a best of where it was like their favorite segments and guests.
Yeah.
But I like the fact that he kept it just the homers
on
for the final
day.
Show. Yes, that he kept it like just the people that made it the show that it was.
Yeah, because that's what Letterman did as well. Made that last day all about, you know,
I think that's classy.
Granted, the show was lame, the last show, I thought. With Letterman, because he just did his show. But at the same time, yeah, I like it like that as well.
Mm-hmm.
The buildup is great. And then just one last night. Wow.
End of an era. It really was like just, it was just an end of it. I mean, you really watched television history, like a big chapter in television history.
Would you
sort
make,
of close.
Molly, would you make out with him?
Who, Jon Stewart?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I was wondering.
Oh, Jesus. Really?
Yeah.
I think Peter would want to watch.
I think Peter would be like, it's okay if Jon Stewart's on your short list.
But would Peter like to be duct taped to a chair watching?
I don't think so. I think that'd just be creepy.
That's
Peter would be like, add it to your list.
Those are just details.
Yeah. Okay. Peter would be like, add it to her list of tiny Jewish men that she finds unbelievably attractive. I just have a thing for
you do
for tiny Jewish guys. It's just they're so sexy. Yeah, Jon Stewart's very sexy. Are you kidding me?
I mean, did it make you sad watching? I mean, we've been following this guy for a long time. I mean, I think you probably recognized a long time ago he was a big deal. I watched him on MTV. I mean, I used to be a huge fan of Jon Stewart. I thought his stand-up was brilliant. I loved his charm.
He was always a comic.
I didn't watch the show a lot, though. In these last probably 5-6 years, I didn't watch The Daily Show that much.
Yeah. I always caught highlights, but, you know, with what we do, I mean, it's sort of, you know, I didn't catch it every day.
Yeah, because we're taking so much in.
Right. But I always loved his commentary. He was always worth checking in when something big happened. It was fun to hear, especially, like, it was great, the interviews he got. I mean, I'm with you, Jeff. I've been a longtime Jon Stewart fan. I mean, I was living in New York when he was doing the MTV show. And it was like, really, I mean, that was like must-see television. I mean, that was tune in, don't miss it. You had to catch the Jon Stewart show when he was on. And he was young then, you know. I mean, he was super young and just getting his chops. And everybody always liked him, and they kept giving him chances.
You remember short attention span theater?
Mm-hmm.
On Comedy Central?
Oh, yeah.
All right. It's going to be interesting. He's, you know, they're like, as you go into the, you know, the wasteland, he's like, I'm going to New Jersey.
New Jersey. All right, Molly.
That's your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Thank you.
In a little bit, we're going to have a comedian, Ari Spears. He's at
The Funny Bone.
Funny Bone. It's a great comic.
It's a great date night, too, by the way. Yeah, we'll chat with him in just a little bit. It's 8:54.
You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
McDonald's presents Things Said at Breakfast by No One Ever.
Burnt toast. Hot diggity darn.
Rubbery waffles? I'm so gonna get my grub on.
Ooh, cold leftovers. Mama likey.
No one ever loves a bad breakfast, so get a real one. Served every morning at McDonald's.
Mornings are more lovable for all.